The lines are open. 1-300-872-911. John McKenzie. Real music, real opinions. 4CA.
Now, lots of listeners would have been across this incredible fundraising effort for Dunny. That's fundamentally the name of the robot that's going to revolutionise the opportunities for, almost miraculous surgery at our hospital. Now, the figure here, it just takes my breath away. The headline in the Cairns Post on Saturday read, "Donate for Dunny campaign aids in fight against cancer." The feature headline reads, $400,000 raised at lunchtime. Seriously, it says here a whopping $400,000 has been raised for the Cairns Hospital in one day thanks to the Trinity Advisory Group. Now, having raised $1.2 million in 5 years, the annual fundraiser was held at Little Sister Restaurant on the Esplanade on Friday. Now, it goes on to say FNQ Hospital Foundation Chief Executive Gina Hogan said, "It was an incredible feat." What is it ever? It still takes my breath away. But the fundraiser had started through tragedy. So it does say here, Rod and Sue Sherrington, the masterminds behind the event, said they were proud of its success. No surprises there. It's breathtaking. Far North residents nearly halfway to achieving the staggering $4.3 million cost of this brand new Da Vinci surgical robot to improve patient outcomes and attract young surgeons to the region. That's a really important byproduct, if you like, of successful fundraising like this. It's just remarkable. I just put a call through to Gina to try and give us some understanding of this. It's almost miraculous. She's the Chief Executive, FNQ Hospital Foundation. Gina Hogan, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Takes your breath away, Gina.
Oh, it was stunning. It's incredible to comprehend in, you know, it's basically $100,000 an hour, you know, over the lunch period. It's, for a market of our size or any size, it's just incredible.
How did it happen?
So it's quite, this is one of the things that we get to see at the foundation. We get to see the really wonderful things that can come from trying times or tragedy. So Rod had prostate cancer and he needed to have the use of a surgical robot. And he was able to access that through the private system. And Rod and Sue, you know, fortunately he recovered, he's fine, but they really thought about that equity of care across both public and private for our region. You know, he wanted everyone to have access to that. So 5 years ago, they started to fundraise through their luncheons and they've grown every year. And thanks to Rod and Sue, they are really the driving force behind how we're able to now have been kicking off this really significant campaign, which is a surgical robot, because they, you know, alone have fundraised over $1.2 million for this campaign, which it just goes to show they get all of their clients and community together. So they have a really, really wonderful network of people who are also motivated, driven, who want to make a difference. And when you get those people in a room, it's pretty powerful what they can do. And when I was chatting to them on the day, you know, you think every one of those people will be part of us being able to achieve this goal. So when we get that robot eventually, and we will, we're sure of it, they can be really proud of that, that they've contributed so much.
Tell me about the event itself. I mean, was the money largely raised through raffles or auctions, or how did that happen?
So Sue pretty much works through in the lead up, you know, like any amazing event, there's a lot of work in the background. So Rod and Sue and her team, but predominantly Sue, they get a lot of raffle tickets, but everyone pays a fee to attend, at which that actual, their ticket price goes directly to donations straight away. So Rod and Sue put that whole wonderful event on at Little Sister, which is a beautiful venue. So already they're off the ground running because everyone's paid to be there and that goes towards a donation. Then they do auctions, but they're really significant auctions. But also what's really incredible is everyone who bids on an auction, it starts at the value of that auction price. So people aren't there to get a bargain. They're there to make a difference. And so they're bidding well and beyond often what the value. But there's everything from holidays to diamond earrings to handbags. You know, it all they auction, and that's how they raise it. And at the end, there was still a lot of people who also just made donations as well. So the generosity and the feel in the room on the day, because people, it's that momentum. People feel they know they're making a difference. They're doing something important. So it's a pretty special day. And it gets us now, you know, it's a $4.3 million robot. We're now at that almost $2.5 million.
Wow.
So we've still got a long way to go, but we're closer all the time with events like this. But I do encourage everyone, if they have any capacity to give, because it's for urology, gynecology, general surgery, is every single donation will help us get towards. You know, not everything needs to be $400,000, but my goodness, we're so grateful when we do get those.
Oh, it's a wonderful, wonderful result. Really good news, Gina. Thanks for this.
Thank you for having me. And yeah, we just want to celebrate Trinity Advisory and everyone who attended and was so generous on the day, and Ron and Sue.
Yes.
Our community is pretty special.
Thanks, Gina. That's Gina Hogan, Chief Executive of our Far North Queensland Hospital Foundation.